This is WHCL 88.7 FM, Clinton, New York. Or I should say WHCL, Clinton, New York. That's the legal ID. And now, here's Radiola.
Here it is. Me, oh my, look at there, passing by, well I declare, watch her step right up and talk to me. Step aside, let her pass, are you satisfied? Say, ain't she class? Now I'll introduce her socially. Who's wonderful, who's marvelous, Miss Annabelle? Who's kissable, who's lovable, Miss Annabelle? Ain't she a pretty baby, what would you give? Escorting her, supporting her, don't forget that she's exclusive. Who's dignified, who's glorified, Miss Annabelle? What makes them fall, she has it all, just look and you'll see. So you ain't telling me a thing, boy, I'm telling you. Who's wonderful, who's marvelous, Miss Annabelle?
My wife is on a diet, she tries to keep it quiet. Gee, but she looks like the deuce. What used to be her fender is growing thin and slender. Even her bumper is loose. Round her chassis, she's not the same. You can even see the bolts that hold up her frame. My wife is on a diet, and since she's on a diet, her gas tank is fading away. My wife is on a diet, and since she's on a diet, we don't get Gifford herring anymore.
Here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin'. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
It's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Daylight Time here, and I'm Andy Senior with Radiola, and it's another crunchy night, and some of it's a little more crunchy than others, but mostly it's pretty clean stuff as far as surface noise goes, but it's all shellac surplus. That's this week. Last week was shellac surfeit. I'm going to have to keep coming up with those, because I've got a lot more of these records to play and put on the air here on Radiola. But we're here every Friday at 8 p.m., which is a lot of fun here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Thank you for listening and streaming tonight, and even if you're streaming, thank you for listening. And we began with Little Jack Little, Miss Annabel Lee. That sounds a lot like Whispering Jack Smith. I think he was definitely cashing in on that a little bit, even though he had his own stuff. He wrote his own songs. He was He was an accomplished songwriter. So, but he did happen to fall into that category. 1928 for that. Then Al Katz and his orchestra. Doesn't say Al Katz and his kittens on the label, so I'm just going to go with and his orchestra, although they sounded like kittens to me. My Wife is on a Diet from 1929, and that's in honor of just that, basically. And well, in those days, they didn't have those diets with no carbs. They basically ate grapefruit and stuff. Now, of course, you have to eat like King Henry VIII in order to get thin. All that meat and no potatoes. And so that's what we're eating at my house, and I still look like King Henry VIII. A little more on the mutton chops, I'd look like him. And fortunately, I'm more like Ralph Cramden in temperament. I don't wield an axe or anything. And I've had a Troubadours, Willard Robeson or Robeson, as you will. We'll have to have a debate on that some night. Vocal singing his own song, Wake Up, Chillin', Wake Up. And the weather is getting like that. The river is singing to me. I think fresh vegetables will be singing to me soon, anything. When the fleet's in, that'll be good. And continuing with, well, this show is sort of dedicated to the fact that last week I noticed I didn't play any women artists. I didn't play anything by the ladies. And I know that's patronizing. I shouldn't. I'm just trying to be paraphrasing my own thoughts here. But I didn't play any female artists, really. And so I'm going to include a few a little later on, but I'm also acknowledging, and I was upbraided for this remark, too, that you can't spell shellac without she. Of course, you can't spell it without hell, either. So some of these are as scratchy as hell. But I'm going to try to talk you through it. Here is Chloe, played by Shilkret's Rith Melodists. Yes, indeedy. Fats Waller playing the organ. Well, that's dedicated to a certain lady who doesn't want to hear it, but she's going to hear it anyway if she's listening. Thank you.
one thing that a woman can't live without, and that's a man. There's one thing keeps a woman always in doubt, and that's a man. I'm no exception to the rule. I know they say that I'm a fool, but there's one thing that I'm simply crazy about, and that's a man. He's not good looking, not handsome or tall. I couldn't tell you how he made me fall. There's nothing to him, but still and all, he's a good man to have around. He's not a stepper, he can't even walk. In conversation, he stammers and halts. Poor little sweet man, with all his faults, he's a good man to have around. Sometimes I fly off my lid, so this minute I shout. But if he did, I would die without him. He's not exactly my idea of the perfect lover from heaven above. But what's the difference? The man you love is a good man to have around.
Well, that was interesting. Justice Gigolo played like a football march. That happened a lot in 1931. You'd be surprised what they did. That was Joe Morgan's Palais d'Or Orchestra. Charles Lawman was the vocal. Maybe he was running from a lawman. I'm not sure. But that was Justice Gigolo. Yes, 1931, off an old banner. Some of these have gone through a little bit of... I've tried to equalize a lot of the crunch out of them. I think I've succeeded. You know, it's true. I don't... Radiola is a very shoestring operation at this point. We just, we work with what we've got. That's been my motto throughout life. I do what I can with what I have to work with. Before that, Lee Morse and her Bluegrass Boys, a good lead into that. He's a good man to have around, 1929. I don't know who the personnel would be on that, but sounded like some good musicians, particularly that banjoist who was very, very skillful indeed. Before that, Shokret's Rhythmalitus, Fats Waller on the pipe organ with Lou Raderman on the violin, Milt Rettenberg on piano with Chloe. That's the best recording of Chloe. I like the all-star orchestra version as well, but that really hit. It sounds like you're in a burning swamp there, and I feel like I'm in a burning swamp sometimes. However, it's just that I need to take off a bit. Maybe the diet will work. Who knows? We'll just have to see about that. But I make the mistake of making potatoes for myself when I make stuff for my wife. So you never know what's going to occur. Well, since this show is dedicated to some extent redressing last week's oversight, which nobody noticed but me, by the way, I'm just too terribly sensitive. Here's it's perfect time of year for this song, isn't it? In about 4 days, you'll find out. 5 days, perhaps, if you're listening. If you're listening here, Nora Bays in 1919. And this is a gal who doesn't have a marker on her gravesite down there. So there's a cause for you. But here she is. This song has not dated one iota. Not one whit, not one jot, not one scintilla. Taxation Blues from 1919.
Put an end him hot lips, for he blows a real red hot nose. And everybody on the floor just looks at what they say. He's got hot lips. When he plays jazz, he draws out steps like no one has. You're on your toes and shake your shoes. Boy, how he goes when he plays blues. I watch that crowd until he's through. He can be proud. They're cuckoo too. His music's rare.
Thank you.
That was Electric Girl. Electric Girl, imagine that. By the Biltmore Hotel Orchestra. With Jose Nazi, which is spelled N-A-T-Z-Y. So don't get any ideas. Was the director of that group, Anna Janet, 1924. And I like the label. It says, not to be broadcasted. Well, I just broadcasted it, so sue me. And that was... Electric Girl either sounds like an early comic book or what a very lonely, Thomas Edison used to resort to when he got sort of, lonely up there. But Electric Girl, indeed. Before that, Hot Lips. Corresponds to that. 1922, Miss Patricola, Isabella Patricola, with an unknown trumpeter. And she was doing a little scatting there. She was in at 22. She was... Definitely, she was singing wordlessly. There's a little more of that coming up, too, pre-Lewis, in case you're interested. And we began with Taxation Blues, Nora Bays, 1919. And Nora was, that's pretty heartrending. That's heartbreaking stuff there. I'm sure you're all feeling that right now. And it's not, people have suffered endlessly for generations. So don't feel so alone in this world. Besides which, I am here. I'm Andy Sr. This is Radiola on WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, at beautiful Hamline College. And the guy in previously said, boy, it was a nice day. I said, sure was. Lovely, lovely day today. WHCL.org, and it's streaming on the Internet. And I noticed some people have given up streaming for Lent at the very last minute. But if you have done so... you can listen to this show again on Live 365 very easily, and it's on my Radiola blog. You can just follow all the links there, radiolablog.blogspot.com. So please avail yourself of this broadcast again and again. It's there are worse things to listen to, I have to admit, there are worse things to listen to. And speaking of Hot Lips... Here's Donald Lindley on the trumpet, Arthur Schutt accompanying him on the piano. I had to look that up in Brian Rust, by the way. Finally cracked that open once in a while to get the proper personnel. 1925, this is off of British Columbia. I mean, not an English Columbia, I should say. But it was originally issued over here, recorded in 1925. And this has no relation whatsoever to our theme, by the way. Sweet Stuff. Thank you.
sweeter, the finest in the land. In my backyard each morning, sweet music he would start. He went away one summer day and nearly broke my heart.
But I found something out,
and I just want to shout, hey, Schultz, it's back again. With his zing da 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 zing da da da
boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom. He sounds so sweet and changed. With his zing da 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 zing da da da
boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom. They throw him nickels just to treat him kind. They throw potatoes, onions, anything they find. But Schultz is back again.
Back again
with his zing da 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 zing da da da
boom, 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 boom.
Tiny with his clarinet, and how that fella blows. He loves to play that big sextet, aid his Irish rose. Just when it's in his piccolo, he's pickled all the day. He says that he ain't pickled, then his piccolo will play. Now Louis Ted Ronahan, they don't take any chance. Before they start, they solve every pocket in his tank. It's such a pretty picture, they all stand in a row. And should he hit his boom boom and his ice.
Five, three, go!
in great shape. That was the Five Harmaniacs. Somebody by C. Shugart. I don't know. They didn't even give his first name on the vocal there. Behind that, rather, that jug was way out there. That was reminded me of Peristalsis. It was amazing. Sadie Green, the Vamp of New Orleans from 1926, and that's a nice shape for that record. Usually they're played right through, but that is a nice shape. I really like that. For that, the Four Aristocrats with a panoply of string instruments. Schultz is back again. 1927. I like that too. That's a fun novelty. And Donald Lindley began with his trumpet and Arthur Shutt on the piano. Sweet stuff. Well, that's you got to avoid that on Atkins. I'm not on it, but I'm getting the byproducts of it. Sweet stuff. 1925 off a UK Columbia. And this is Radiola. You've been thanks for tuning in tonight. I got to say that. This is it's a nice night. It's pleasant. People are spending it with family and enjoying themselves. I hope they have this turned on in the background to create an air of menace. And back to some great singing here. Here's Marion Harris, and this is a nice shape. I really like this, and it's amazing how many recordings she made singing songs that later became standards. And essentially did almost the definitive version of every one of them. But Marion Harris is here in 1919 with A Good Man Is Hard to Find. And she gets salty on this. Just listen.
Thank you. loving for lady. I've got a lonesome, lovely blue. I've got a kind of blue that's how you do. All night I'm praying, bring my daddy back to me. My head's a reeling. I feel like feeling. Home to my flat and get my gas. But will you tell me what the use of that? That kind of stuff won't bring my baby back to me. She had a way of making love, like an angel from above. Her kiss was sweeter than the honey from the honey comb. I want him home. I never thought it would be fooled around. She had another gas and a bone. I don't know what she had to steal my daddy away, but I've got something sweeter, I'll say. I've got a lonesome, lovesick, gotta have my daddy blue. I'm always buying, crying, a man like that I need a lose. Somebody else may have him, no, but I will get him back somehow. I've got a lonesome, lovesick, gotta have my daddy blue.
Thank you.
apologize for the condition of that, but I couldn't not play that. That was Margaret Young, Maggie Young there, Insufficient Sweetie, 1924. That last line in particular. When a rabbi is the Kleagle of the Ku Klux Klan. Boy, that's, well, well, they've got an affirmative action. That was old Brunswick, but it was a little, I never get her records in good shape for some reason. They're always very heavily played and they were much loved by those who had them, which is a testimony, I think, to their wonderfulness. Before that, Dolly Kay, Got to Have My Daddy Blues, 1921, out of Columbia. And that had like a little heat damage, and I did what I could with it. But but her voice, it sounds a lot like Sophie Tucker. But it's interesting hearing some of you that you really haven't heard much. I haven't heard many of her things, but very distinctive singer. Not well remembered, I guess. Just sort of obscure, but there she is on record. Beginning with someone who is, well, she's getting more fame as the time goes on, as Marian Harris. I just feel that she's going to be, people are listening to Billie Holiday now, but in about 10 years, everybody's going to say, boy, how about Marian Harris? And I think they will. And they're saying that, almost saying that about Annette Hanshaw now. Well, they'll get to Marian Harris. Good man is hard to find. I'm glad my clothes aren't locked up. I get to come out here and do this every week, 1919. But I do behave myself, of course. And I'm Andy Senior, and my behavior is exemplary. I have to tell you that I'm just a paragon of whatever it is I'm a paragon of. And this is Radiola at WHCL, Clinton, New York, 88.7 on your dial, WHCL.org. Thank you for streaming tonight. I appreciate it. And This is the male point of view, of course. A couple of different aspects of that, because there's only one way to see something, and that's from all sides, of course. And here's Ted Lewis, 1928. Oh, geez, this could be my song. I hope the next one isn't, but this one certainly is. She's funny that way.
To look at. I ain't much to see. I'm glad I'm living, and I'm lucky to be. But I got a woman that's crazy for me. She's funny that way. Can't save a dollar, I ain't got a cent. But she doesn't holler. She's living a tent. I got a woman that's crazy for me. She's funny that way. No, but why should I leave her? Why should I go? She'd be unhappy without me, I know. Oh, I got a woman that's crazy for me. She's funny that way. But I'm only human. I'm a coward at my best. I'm more than certain that this woman would follow me west. Oh, I got a woman that's crazy for me. She's honey that.